It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's beginning to look like the Steelers may not be the only football team in town to lay claim to a dynasty.
And now it's time for the victory formation for Pittsburgh. Under a minute to go, Utah has no more timeouts, and the Falcons franchise is going to lose for the first time in its history. Lisa Horton, Sharon Vasquez, Michelle Brevard-Peters, Kim Zubik, Kara Prentice, Tia Montgomery, Olivia Griswold, Kate Sullivan, Veronica Burris, Janice Masters, and head coach Teresa Kahn will all... What a football game. The Pittsburgh Passion come into South Carolina, use a 21-0 third quarter, and survive the Falcons. 41-37, Pittsburgh is your champions.
The final seconds from the Pittsburgh Passion's victory in the Independent Women's Football League championship game in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Saturday night. A dramatic come-from-behind 41-37 win over the Utah Falcons as the 11-0 Passion completed a second straight unbeaten season. I'm joined now by phone by the victorious head coach of the Passion, Teresa Kahn. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
It wasn't looking good for your team until you scored those 21 unanswered points in the third quarter. So how were you able to turn that game around on Saturday?
You know what, we have a lot of, you know, tremendous athletes. They've been in high competition places before where they just know what it takes. They never quit. They are solution people, and if one thing doesn't work, they'll try another, and we just kept going until we figured it out.
How did your players learn to play tackle football? Did they have experience coming in, or did you teach them?
You know, very few of us had any experience when we started, and we just had some great coaching along the way, and we've, you know, it's not hard to figure out who you want to go ask. You look around the city of champions, and you ask the right people, and, you know, they teach you their secrets.
So you brought in some experts, some Steelers maybe?
Well, it doesn't hurt to have Franco Harris as co-team owner there. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of great advice from and coaching from ex-NFL players all, you know, every season that we've been in existence. We've had some tremendous help from high school, college, and professional coaches, and all of them have made us a better team.
And what kind of a following does the team have?
You know what, we have the best attendance in the league, as I guess that's keeping up another Pittsburgh tradition, and following our fans follow us well, and we couldn't be more grateful.
This is a professional league. Can the players support themselves on what they make?
No, we operate the same way the early, you know, tennis, early golf. If you go out and you look for sponsors, much like many professional teams out there, you look for the sponsors, but our players all have their own separate professional careers.
And the team has won two championships in a row. Can you make it three championships in a row next year? Because not even the Steelers were able to do that.
You know what? We certainly always believe. We've got an amazing group of women that are very, you know, very grounded, very driven. They know what it takes. They're willing to pay the price. Everything that you look for in a champion and in the ingredients for winners, you know, loyalty, integrity, sacrifice, hard work, you know, responsibility, accountability, everything that it takes to make any team, you know, successful, a family team, a sports team. You know, we have players that know that secret, and they're willing to do it.
Is it too soon to call your team a dynasty? You know, that dreaded D word that a lot of athletes in other sports don't like to have brought up. But, I mean, two straight championships and you're undefeated in 2 years. That's really something.
You know what? It's just an incredibly special group. And I think ever since we really got this thing started back in 2007 with our first undefeated national championship. You know, the team's first year of ever playing was 2003. And by 2007, we had found our way to the top. And I think since that, we've had so many returning players that never looked back that I know the last 2 years will get the most recognition, but I feel like we've been really strong since, 07. So, I don't think that word it's flattering. It doesn't scare us. We don't dread it. I think it's flattering. I think it would be something that, you know, everybody would love to have attached to their legacy.
Well, we hope you can keep it going. And Coach Teresa Kahn, head coach of the Pittsburgh Passion, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, we thank you for having us. And I wanted to also mention Harvey Smith. Him and I shared the head coaching position together.
All right, Teresa, thank you. And thank you for listening. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.